Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, this is comedian Organic OK, and the show today is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And I'd like to say thank you for considering your inventory and understanding how it's so important to inspire 20 a little bit at a time till you get to the point where it's understandable why you're pushing yourself and moving through this. We must understand that is one of the important things in our journey as we are educating and uplifting our internal soul and how we go about helping ourselves as we are in this, you know, quest to find and share this moment that we're talking to others about their lives. Really, this is the deepest part of us helping them with our lives, you know, because that's what we're doing. We're helping ourselves with our lives in a way that we are inspiring others to truly see the freedom in their lives, because this is where it's helping, because we are planting the connection. And we are sharing the uplifting of the strength. Yes, I said that. This is comedian Organic OK, and the show is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And this is the thing. I was talking to someone a little bit earlier, and I was seeing where they was at. And I was talking to them, and this is the thing here. When you give someone something that's beyond their destination in a way that something that they're kind trying to sabotage from their own end, and how they go about doing it is they will undermine everything you do and give you the impression that they appreciate it, but they don't necessarily appreciate it from you, because you're not the uniform, you're not the, and I was talking about this to the person. They said, oh, thank you for helping me with the advice. And for some reason, you know, it's like, if you was being bit through the process of a sucking spider, you caught up in that web, and that spider let you out of the web. And what the spider asks you to do is understand yourself and the importance of your life at that point in time. And you don't value what the spider done for you to not destroy you. And you just took it on yourself to think that you was oldest. And you get back in the spider web, and the spider help you out, and then you go back again and again and again. You won't really value that freedom that spider gave you, because it made it so available for you because you was accepting it. You didn't necessarily appreciate it, so then all the other people that went through that, in a sense, the help that it was giving you, now it became malicious because it's using you to distract and give the people the impression that it's that accessible. So now all these other, you know, this is a metaphor, all these other components, now it's where it was the help to give you the understanding, now it's using you for no good. So now you're thinking, oh, I will just use it as in a leisure. But now, it's been presented for you. Now, it's no reason for him to even, in the sense of being honest with you, because it's seeing, okay, you didn't appreciate none of this, and by default, you helped me non-direct. So I have to, in a sense, because my best interest is not even act like, you know, to educate you on what you've done and let you just derail and make your entitlement and how you're doing, but you're doing more work damage. You're doing helpful planning. So the older person earlier, I was talking to the young person, and I remember the person was, you know, saying about what they were experiencing. And I was telling them a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? It's not always a uniform that the person actually showing you that it's very easy to understand, because the opposition you're going through and the person that's helping you get out of the opposition, you don't respect that, because maybe you, in your mind, think you're more important. That's what you can find out, too. Some people that's not aware, but some people think they're more important, and they give you the impression by giving you the option in, saying they're not aware. And if you go for that, based on your experience, and sometimes it is that. You can get people that just don't know. But then you got some people that try to convince you that you think they don't know. Or they will counter this. So that's the thing earlier. I was talking to the young person, and I can see that person was the type of person for me helping. It's cross-contamination, because I asked the person, so, well, everybody's dealing with something. And I said, well, if you want to tell me your experience is not your experience, how can it go back to everybody? And she kept saying how she's dealing with very toxic energy. And every time I try to give her other options to get out of toxic energy, she's almost trying to, you know, throw all the trash, you know, of a cross-contamination in my hands and just give it to me in a way of not being clear about how do we can recycle this. We can clear this out and put you on a new path. But at that point in time, I can see that she was more, you know, neglecting me in a very, you know, I would call it a very toxic, misleading way. Because sometimes the most worst thing you ever get is when a person go out their way to give you more comfortable connections to them, you know, trying to find out all the sincerity, love that you have. And then once they get all that out there, you know, it's like they're cleaning out your inventory. And you have to find a way to, you know, rebuild yourself up. It shouldn't be that. You know, it's so important, you know, for you as you're helping someone. It's so important that you become better. You shouldn't be helping someone and through the help, it feels like you became lesser of importance as you help. That means something that they've been taking, they took something out of there. Something they took from you. And taking is different than giving someone something that they appreciate. And that's the transaction that, regardless of their old, young kind of experience, and it don't necessarily hit you directly at the moment that, because you're excited. But then you start seeing the things that you're shorter, and you will recognize this particular situation, the person was never tending to give the greatness from their inventory to reharvest the greater growth and making more for others. But you see, they start becoming this contaminated sector, right? And they'd be doing more destruction on the opposite side of what you're doing as far as telling people, and they use the positivity that you're putting there, and you'll be fueling their evil, and you're becoming very weak as they drain you. This is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And today is October 3rd, Saturday, and the time is 6:13 p.m. So this is the thing. I want to address this with some of the y'alls out there. Have y'all heard this expression? You know, old enough to be your mother, Have any of you heard that honor be your mother? That kind of understanding where you're trying to, you know, connect with a woman and the connection that may, you know, you may be presenting to her. She's listening to that and from her space, you know, and it's different situations because it's the thing that, you know, some people need to be aware of. You're not going to be able to, you know, change this person's mind in the capacity of not allowing them to get what they want overall. You may not be the one that they're going to get, but at the same time, you're not taking into consideration that you and so this is the thing to dictate that greatness that's growing in the understanding of seeing this person. I recognize this person have, you know, exceptional connection that you can identify with that. It's like, oh, this person have this kind of essence that reflect in a way that give you, as you are moving through, you say, oh, this is what I recognize. And if you recognize that greater being in someone give you, oh, I am old enough to be your mother, and I can say it this way. You say you're old enough to be my mother. I'm old enough to be your daddy. And we can look at that and evaluate what that means. That can mean, yes, I have the actual understanding to be who you need as a leader, and you cannot dictate the greater being in my essence that been pulled through the time and woke up all through the desire of the inventory with the trees, the oxygen, trying to get closer and have me suck it up because it's so important for me to be carrying on that vibration level. Then this person telling me that in desire of my being, the fruit trees and the natural elements of life is not going to provide me grain. You think that's the mother right there? Because we're going to land. We're talking the mother land. You think the mother land is not telling us, hey, look out for me. Look out. She don't realize it's a mother looking out for us in the most important way. Say, the mother land. Because the mother's saying, I'm landing. Okay, this is a good man. And I'm telling y'all that. I'm going to try to take a moment. I'm going to get back with you. And you must connect with that. You can't help that desire within you. When you're giving this private, desire, I know it's been a birth for your true emotions and feelings, it's going to get embraced. You don't have to speak up because that desire is going to speak up and it's going to be the truth. And that's really what frees you. You don't worry about that because it's going to be words of souls that are speaking up for your true definition. And I'm going to give you another moment just to resonate with that. Take a moment. It's 6:19 p.m. It's convenient, organic, okay. The show is called Certifying the Greatness Within You. Take that moment. See, I wanted the so important moment of you in the intimate moment that rose your
spirit and rose the thing that we call connecting with the desire that satisfied all that need that you've been looking for. It just has to be connected. And that's so natural that it's not meant for you to have to defend that desire in you. And you know, your desire, I'm going to let you know this, your desire is meant for the appetite that fuels the love that grows all the harvest for our soul to be properly nurtured. And when you see that woman, it's more that she don't realize. It's not just her. If more women have signed up as a surveillance of your soul to tell you this is where it needs to be, your spirit needs to be connected. And this person, they don't understand the lack. The lack you have so much. They're the component, they don't understand it's a component within you. And they're trying to control it by their life. And if they're seeing the greater soul within you that is beyond that time and their age or their birthday, it's more like the prize than not seeing somebody for several years in your birthday party. And your birthday party is not in a birthday party no more. It's a life experience that needs to have its own birthday. When you have somebody that's rewarding you, and this is somebody that you don't know because you've been so conditioned, they think they've been so conditioned that they feel like, yeah, all the wounds and everything, they feel like now that's a culture. The age, they think it's a culture. They think that they can dictate greatness. And greatness is something that frees greater moments. It's something that people want life to just enjoy them having the freedom to just see that moment that giving them a more completed part of them that they didn't know. And this is what it is. When you feel this part, you must understand, is more important than you. Well, let's look at this. We're looking at this point of view, satisfying the greatness within you. We're looking at this point of view as you, in your personal experience, is being uplifted through the rising of where information gets taken on a frequency that echoes in your heart, is so connected. It is the one that marinates love in the greatness of your mind. And I'd like to say thank you for being a part of this program today. This show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. My name is comedian Organic OK. And I know I've had experiences where I've connected. My fingers have passed on, and I've got a little bit of sauce from love, just dropping a little bit of taste. And I looked over, and I was like, oh, I guess it's not meant for me. And guess what? It was something even better. Love. And I remember seeing this experience. I was like, wow. Love have played a game with the dessert and gave me the inside of the moment to be tasted. Inside of greater moments, I am a part of creating You are a part of creating, and we are a part of connecting the creating. And we have to be clear. Our greatness is not there to be hostage from people's insecurities in their individual experience, but our love and the greater connection is there to be cherished and appreciated.
I'd like to say thank you. This is Comedian Organic OK. And this show, once again, is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. You must truly free the greatness inside you, and we can connect being and feeling a part of more meaningful connection that give you the parts that you need to truly free your souls. Your souls will connect, and it will be the ones that live your life and duplicate your lives. And that's the moments. That is the moments. We must see these things. We must feel these things. And I know I have so many magical moments that greatness have always been an illusion, that I'm always overwhelmed in the connecting and the loving and seeing so much more than life have been believing it is just for the moment, but it just become hitting the touch of the love beat that we have in our hearts. You must understand that in your desires, an inventory of selection. And you're going to find that. And they always tell you, love blind. They say, love is blind. And I say, if love is blind, how people find a way to use eyesight to be selective of changing the blind love? So the people that you think, like, is this the same kind of example? Why are people not utilizing this? If a person sincerely showing you the exact same thing, but then you want to modify those things. You want to modify the organic experience. You want to make it cross-contamination so everybody can be ashamed and be put through all more your simple instructions and amused moments that find no laughters. They find a crowd of people that booing you. Because your worst moments come. Thank you, everybody. This is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. We're wrapping it up. You take care, and I look forward to talking with you and being a part of the actual vibration level for next week. Thank you.